Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Right now, we're talking about compliments, and we're talking about compliments that are directed to the downstairs.
Of women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we were talking a couple of days ago with Kelly Cheese, who just got a really great compliment.
Yeah.
But it made you feel some kind of way, right?
Yeah, the whole situation, you know, made me feel more awkward than I've felt in a very, very long time. I was in a vulnerable situation. I was getting a sugar wax in my...
That's the one where it's like a big ball of sugar in it, and it just almost like rolls on you.
Exactly.
To take the hair off instead of like the ripping.
Exactly. Wow, you put it like that, Jen, and I just clench up right away.
I know.
But it's actually supposed to be better for your skin, I think. So I call it sugar waxing, but it's sugaring.
But and it still hurts.
Yeah, and you're still in that same vulnerable position where you're like laying on a table. What, Jeff?
I'm just listening.
Okay. You look so like this, you're about to barf.
Yeah, this is all horrifying. Like the thought of somebody rolling, like basically lint rolling my pubis is not fun at all. It sounds horrifying.
Oh, well, it's so super sweet awkward because you have half of your clothes on still.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, top half is still on.
Yeah, and it's like a doctor's office bed, but it's comfortable. It's almost like you're laying in a little Tempur-Pedic. It's kind of nice.
Because they trick you into thinking it's going to be comfortable, and then you're in an ever-living...
It hurts. It doesn't matter what they say. It hurts. So I'm in that, you know, they ask you to like lay your legs a certain way. And the lady kind of like looked at me, not at me in my eyes, but looked at me.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, wow. And she got a little closer. And she's got a ball of hot sugar in her hand. I'm not going to be like, what the hell, lady? I was like, okay, what are you doing? And she got a little closer and she goes, this is really nice.
Oh God!
And I was like, "What is she talking about?"
And she was talking about your lady bits.
She got so close, y'all. She could have kissed me. I was like, "This is weird."
But when you say get close, like she's down there.
She's down there,
and that's what the
and she's just
looking
like,
at the geography.
Yeah,
and she's like, "It's so pretty."
And she got closer to be like, "Wow!" And then I don't know how far I can go here, but. You know, like everybody's, you know, hair is different. And she was just all about complimenting everything.
And do you have like a tattoo in the area that she was looking at?
Nope.
Or like jewelry or anything?
Nope.
So it's just the...
A keychain? What are you talking about? Like a pan of brownies? Like what?
I'm just saying some people have like tattoos there. Maybe she was complimenting the tattoo.
A little panda cub?
Here's the thing. When you go and you do the sugaring or any type of waxing, they make you wait, you know, or they like you to come back every 4 to 6 weeks because then it's supposedly not as painful.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had waited like 2 months and she's like, wow, it's been 2 months? Really? That's it? And she's just looking at me. I'm like, I guess I grow good down there. I don't really know what to say right now. I'm in a weird position.
So what are you supposed to say? Do you say to that? Like, you say thank you? You say thanks?
Well, I'm already nervous, you know, in that.
Well, and I'm guessing if you're in that line of work, flattery is a good thing to kind of like reduce the uncomfortableness of the position.
Yeah.
I've had somebody say something to me.
As opposed to getting down there and going, whoo.
Right.
You don't.
And just not say anything else. Like,
I'm guessing
oh, wow.
It diffuses the awkwardness.
Yeah.
Because I've had one during a spray tan. And that's when you're just.
All out.
All there.
What'd they say?
Well, she just had nice things to say.
Like what?
Like, and you know, they're spraying and all the.
Oh, yeah, girl, you got to turn your thigh out and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you're pretty.
But it's funny because what do you say?
She said you're like,
well,
but was she talking in general about you?
I have to paraphrase because we have what our jobs are right now, but just fill in the blanks.
I can't because you haven't said anything. Like, you're pretty? Like,
yes.
That's pretty? Like,
yes.
She said, that's pretty.
Yep.
Referring to that.
Yep.
Imagine if she would have gotten closer.
404-263-0941. If you've got the bragging rights, we'd love to hear the compliments you receive.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Bragging rights on your Brazilian or spray tan admiration, some sugaring praise. We want to know if you've experienced it too. 404-263-0941 is our number.
Rachel in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
No, 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 just no. Oh my gosh, no. I don't have bragging rights on that because I wouldn't let anybody into that kind of privacy because that hurts. It's weird. It's awkward. It's gross. I have a hard time going to my OBGYN. I would never pay somebody to induce that kind of pain and intimate awkwardness. Just weird. No.
It is
no. Just
so
no.
So awkward. It's like, it's what's kept me away from doing more treatments like that, whether it's like waxing or sugaring or whether it's going to do spray tans or whatever, because you just know. You're like, okay, I'm going to reveal myself to a complete and total stranger.
Well, what's weird is also when they're like, oh, I love the show. I'm like, oh, you listen to the show?
While you're stirruped up?
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Sky in Sonoya, welcome to the show.
So the first time I went to the OBGYN, I was nervous as all get out. And the woman gets down there and she's like, wow, you're so clean down here. And I was just like, okay.
Like, wait, what do other people look like?
Right.
Well, exactly.
Well, I have a question. Like, do you brush up good, like, when you're going to the dentist? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
When you go to the dentist, you brush your teeth, like, 2, 3, 4 times? Like,
Well, of course.
Do you, like, landscape? Is that what you're asking?
No, just clean.
I think, yeah.
I think everybody does, yeah. And I think if you don't and you're listening, maybe you should.
Amy and Marietta, welcome to the show.
Hi. So I was getting a piercing down there, and I had a friend with me, and she commented that I had a really nice one. And the guy who was doing the piercing agreed with her. And I was just laying there half naked. So awkward.
Girl, that's probably why you're getting a pierced.
That's everything about that phone call made me kegel. Like, everything about that has made it all pucker up down
you
there.
You know what she got? She got a 5-star review on her hoo-hoo.
Jeff is looking at you so concerned and also grossed out.
Stephanie, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Oh, my God. Like, uncomfortable doesn't even begin to sum this up. So I'm at the gyno, and I'm in the stirrups, fully, like, out there. And the doctor, I feel like this is just almost too much to even say. Like, he told me that I am dating his nephew. Like, he acknowledged that, like, I'm dating his nephew, which
no!
I didn't know at the time.
No.
And then he's like, yeah, I didn't know this. I didn't realize they were, you know, connected. And then not only does he say that, when I'm in the stirrups, he says to me, if he has not gotten this far yet, he's in for a treat.
No!
Referring to my part.
No.
I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I've never. Seriously.
Did you run so fast out of that office? What did you do?
I was like a deer in the headlights. I was so stunned, and I was so, like, awkward and vulnerable. I just held my breath till it was done, and I am never going back there again. It was, I feel like, I don't even know. It was so bad.
Oh, my God.
The worst.
Now, are you still dating his nephew?
No.
Okay.
That's a whole other thing, but that was not connected, but yikes.
Because I was just wondering if he ever said to his nephew, like, hey, I saw your girl.
Ew.
The whole family ended up to be not good, but that's another story.
Uncle Weirdo.
All right.
Uncle Weirdo.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.